You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
All right, most all of us at some time in our life have had to tell people not to come over to our house, and for good reason, because things are busy. Maybe somebody is sick, something's going on or something. And so a family member or friends who call and say, hey, I got some free time, I'd like to see you, can I come over? Sometimes we've just had to refuse that, saying, no, it's just not a good time. And we all understand that. And I'm talking about truly being sorry. Not that we not want to see them. We really do want to see these people. They are important in our life. But unfortunately, because of circumstances, we cannot give to them the time or the quality of time that we would like to give to them. And so we would have to say, we really do have to make it some other time. And that makes sense. Okay, and we do it all the time. All right, with that being said, we're going to go back in time. Okay, Joseph and Mary. They're on their way to Bethlehem. Why? Because the Romans have taken over Israel. They've conquered Israel. They've come in and established their form of government. So Israel is really an occupied nation. And the Romans have told the Israelites, you can worship however you want. We're not going to interfere with your worship, but we're going to govern you, and we're going to tell you how the government's going to work. And so therefore, Joseph and Mary have to kind of follow the rules of the government, just as we do. We are citizens of the United States. We have tons of laws, and we have to obey these laws because we are political people. Politics. And so when I say politics, I really want to broaden out that term, meaning that when you put a bunch of us together, you need politics. How are we going to get together, and how are we going to stay civil? We stay civil by making laws and having politics. So, unfortunately, though, back then, this Quirinius, Governor Sirius, says, hey, I got an idea. And it's like the government getting together. It's like the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court say, hey, I've got an idea that you can do. And here's what we're all going to do. We're all going to go back to the city where you're born. And that's a law. And you're going to have to do it. Now, just think how grumbly we would all be. Think about that. You know, we got the internet now, so we can grumble even more. And we text each other and say, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. But you know what? Sometimes the law just makes you do what you got to do. Joseph and Mary, they're on their way to Bethlehem. They've got no choice. It's politics. So off they go. All right. Now they're in Bethlehem. Now let's get smaller here. From politics to family. Mary's pregnant and almost going to have a baby. So we know what that brings, all sorts of new problems. From the family standpoint, all of y'all have had children, or you all have children out there, you know what I mean. At that point, things are pretty crazy at that point. And therefore, in life, there's politics of the government we have to deal with, and there's family we've got to deal with. And there's all sorts of things about family that we're always having to deal with. Something's always up. Something's always going on, either good or bad. Something is always going on in the family. And sure enough, Joseph and Mary have to deal with a child that's on the way. And to make it worse, they try to check into a motel, and guess what? I guess a big convention or something's going on because there ain't no room. So they look around for a room, and they look all over the place. They can't find a motel room. So they got to go to a barn. So, talk about being in a bad situation. There you go. Meanwhile, out in the fields, talk about work. So we've got the politics, we got the family, but there's another part of our life a lot that's very important, and that's work. Most of us got jobs, or we know what it's like to have a job. We got shepherds out there, 24-hour job to be a shepherd. They got these sheep out there, and these sheep are not the most cooperative things. Sheep are kind of stupid. They kind of wander around, and you really got to keep an eye on them. Why? Because they'll wander off, and something will eat them. So you got to keep these sheep, you know, together. You got to watch them. And you just can't say, okay, all y'all stay together, because they're not going to listen to you. So you've got to watch them all the time. Hard work. So they're out there doing their hard work. Not an easy job whatsoever to tend sheep. And now it's nighttime, which makes it even worse, because the sheep, once again, can wander. You can't see them very well. And predators like the nighttime. All right. So you got all of that. So now, doing all that, let's pretend that God calls up Joseph. Ring, ring, ring. Guess what? I'm coming over. Now, I think I've set it up, and here's my point. Joseph has the best excuse. This is not a very good time. We got all these politics going on. We're in a barn. Mary's pregnant. So can we choose another time? There's got to be a better time than this. Ring, ring, ring to the shepherds. Hey, this is God. I'm coming down. Shepherds are saying, not a good time. It's nighttime. We've got all these sheep, and we don't know where, you know, we're trying to keep our eye on these things. And it's nighttime, and there's all sorts of predators out there. Not a very good time for you to come by. Can we choose another time? And it is at that time that we celebrate, because God really didn't call anybody, obviously. I'm being a little melodramatic here, but my point being is that God comes into our life at sometimes what we might perceive as some inopportune moments. But that's exactly what we celebrate today, that God comes flying in at moments of our life where just everything is chaotic. The shepherds got visited and were told, your Savior is now here, you got to go to the barn. And Joseph and Mary, so confused, not knowing what's going on, suddenly Mary goes into labor. They're in a barn. It seems so inappropriate for the Son of God to be born there. And yet there he is during all of this mess. Today we celebrate the fact that God enters our life into all of our mess. It is at that time when we need God, even though we might say, as my point being, is that, okay, God, this is kind of an inopportune moment for you. I'm kind of busy. Life is busy. Life is coming at me pretty hard. And that's when God is saying, that's exactly when you need me. Life can get difficult for us all. Politically, when we all have to deal with each other. With our family, when we all have to deal with our family. When we have to deal with our work and how to survive and how to get along in this world. These are moments, and these are extra special moments in our life, where our relationships with one another can get extremely strained and can kind of send us off into some pretty sometimes bad moments. It is at this time that God is saying, I am here. Here is my Son, and he's going to show you how all of you can get along amidst all of this life. Because that's the help we need. Life is sometimes difficult. I don't mean bad, but it's just tiring. It's so much going on in our life, so much relationship, so much being together. But it is Jesus who says, I will be here to help you through. I will show you patience, kindness, humility. I will show you how to forgive. I will show you how to be kind so that we can be civil, so that in the midst of the world, in all of its difficulties and good things all at once, with all of that, Jesus saying, I am here and I am in your midst, and if you look, I will be with you. Now, for our part then, this is a challenge. Jesus comes to us in the barn. Don't expect that from God. You expect God to kind of act in big, bold, lightning, special effects ways. But he did not. Jesus came to us in the most simplest way. And therefore, the challenge for us is to recognize Jesus in the most simplest of ways. And what I mean by that is that every time we come to this church, we receive the body and blood of Christ. We receive this Jesus who we celebrate his birth today. When we receive this communion, it should give us the strength and the courage to look around and be okay with what we see. Because everyone around us, we're all going through the same thing. All of us are living life. Now, it is up to us to live that life correctly, to live our life patterned after Jesus. And in doing so, what that does is it allows us to say, you know what, okay, there's time. You know what, we'll deal with it. You know, there's no room in the motel. No problem. The barn is good enough. We got all this craziness with the government. We got to go here. We got to go there. We got to get enrolled. You know what? No problem. It'll be okay. The angels came to the shepherds and says, we need for you to go to the barn. And the shepherds were at first hesitant, but they said, you know what? It's okay. We'll go to the barn. And in doing so, and in accepting that invitation, their life changed. But in their accepting that invitation, it made our life change as well. So therefore, for all of us, today we are being given the challenge to accept this invitation of Jesus coming into our life very simply. If we choose to accept this invitation, our lives will change. And most importantly, too, when our lives change, it changes the world for the better as well.